Welcome to the Marty Sheargold Show podcast. For your chance to win a fully furnished Brighton East home and $250,000 in gold, get your ticket in the Royal Melbourne Hospital Home Lottery. rmhhomelottery.com.au.
From the Triple M Studios.
Wait for it.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Here we go.
G'day, Shigsy. What's on the front page, the back page, and page...
The sudden awful passing yesterday of Michael Gudinski.
Yes, and the tributes have just been flowing in for Michael, yeah. A man that I must say I didn't know.
Yeah.
But I knew of him, of course, and I did a couple of professional things with him where we were servicing whatever he was pushing at the time.
Yep.
And he was always charming, and he was an
incredibly
passionate man.
Absolutely.
And on the front foot, and in a lot of ways, when he'd storm into a room, he'd be like, Jesus.
Yeah.
Suddenly the room was out of control.
Yeah,
it was like, God, whirlwind.
Larger than life character.
What's just happened here?
Yeah.
Bruce Springsteen's written a lovely tribute. I'm not sure if I've got the whole Bruce Springsteen tribute here, but he wrote some lovely words about him.
Yeah, no part of it.
My friend Michael Gudinski was first, last, and always a music man. I've toured the world for the last 50 years and never met a better promoter.
Wow.
That's the boss.
Yeah.
Never met a better promoter.
What a great legacy.
Michael always spoke with a deep, rumbling voice, and the words would spill out so fast that half the time I needed an interpreter, says Bruce. But I could hear him clear as a bell when he would say, Bruce, I've got you covered.
Yeah.
Lovely stuff from the boss.
It's great stuff.
I mean, it doesn't get any bigger than that, does it?
Yeah.
When a guy like Bruce Springsteen says you're the best promoter he's ever met around the world.
Absolutely.
And he is probably arguably one of the great touring artists of our time.
No doubt.
There wouldn't be many people that have gone anywhere that Bruce hasn't gone. And to say that Gudinski was the greatest promoter he's ever met, I mean, really, it begins and ends there.
It's a great rap.
We could almost pack it up for today. In fact, maybe we should. We done?
Home early.
We'll keep going. Mick Molloy made a beautiful show last night, for those of you that heard it. I listened to it from start to finish and just thought Mick did such a wonderful job. And congratulations, Mick. It was a really lovely tribute to a man who was clearly a deep friend of Mick's, and they had a lovely connection and friendship. Mick had a gentleman called Lee Simon on the show last night who Triple M listeners will remember.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The backbone of Triple M, Lee.
He was here for years.
For years and years and years. Even when I was here the first time around the block, Lee and I used to have the occasional dart down the back. If Lee was smoking at the time, I can't remember. Maybe it was just me. And we'd talk footy. I think in those days Lee was running football. And just such a beautiful person, Lee Simon. In fact, if you started a chat with Lee, you needed to really clear your diary.
That's true. You'd be there for a while.
Because an hour later you'd be like, Lee, I'm on air. I have to go, mate.
One of the meeting rooms is actually called the Lee Simon Room here.
That's right. A man who is often referred to as the godfather of Triple M dropped by Molloy's show yesterday to pay tribute to Gudinski.
There are just so many facets to what Michael achieved, either directly or indirectly. He created a legacy pretty much from day one. And there are so many of us who are indebted without, and in many cases, not even realizing why we're indebted to Michael.
Correct. Yeah. So many stories, most of which, as we've already discussed, we can't tell on air.
Lawyers shut that one down.
Lee went on to describe his larger-than-life personality and how it was felt when roaming the halls of Triple M.
Just a force of nature. He would come in like Yosemite Sam.
Tip the furniture over.
He invented perpetual motion before physicists worked it out. Literally, he could just take a whole room with him.
That's right.
Wherever he went, we've all experienced it.
Beautiful stuff from Lee. And Lee was really lovely yesterday. Listening to him talk about his relationship with Gudinski. You can catch that full show of Molloy by downloading the Listener app.
Yep.
If you're that way inclined, it's worth it. It was a lovely tribute, and I'm sure Mick will continue to talk about him today. What's on the back
page? Making sports, stepping up to the mic, Will.
G'day, Troy. G'day, Marty.
G'day, Will.
In tennis, as of Monday, Novak Djokovic has been number one in the rankings for a total of 310 weeks.
Which, 310 10 weeks.
Equals Roger Federer's record. And it means that Federer is bumped to number two. Who do you think is number three, out of interest?
If you had Nadal. To guess.
Pete Sampras.
Oh, I thought you meant, I didn't think you meant the record. I thought you meant now.
Current rankings.
Yeah.
Oh,
current
right.
rankings. Thank you, Lauren. Yeah. That's exactly what I thought he meant. Pete Sampras, wonderful tennis player.
I never really saw him before my time.
He was unbelievable, Pete Sampras.
Yeah, he was a great player.
God, he could play tennis, couldn't he?
Mm.
Moving on to footy.
Agassi. I mean, another great tennis player.
Yeah. Are we just naming good tennis players?
That seems to be what I'm doing.
McEnroe.
Really good tennis player.
Leighton
Hewitt. Thank you, Matt.
The poo.
The poo. Not as good.
Well, no, but I wanted to say
I know you wanted to be in it.
Rod Laver.
Very good.
Margaret Court.
For amateurs.
Good.
We've derailed. Okay. Yesterday, I said that Essendon had softly suggested they wanted to move their clash against Hawthorn from Marvel Stadium to the MCG to fit more people in.
Yes.
Gillon McLachlan has shut it down. Here is some of what he said at his press conference.
There's huge knock-on consequences of moving games everywhere. We're pleased to be able to have 50% of the crowd going to the games in Melbourne. It's a long year. Melbourne are playing on the same day. I think we've got to respect the Melbourne membership that they want to be playing, you know, their fixture to the MCG. There's just knock-ons everywhere.
Yeah, right.
Mm. Which is fair enough.
Because half of Marvel is what, about
29?
29, it's that many, is it?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, right.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
He was also asked about the standing on the mark rule from the weekend, and he had a bit of a crispy gag here for the reporters.
I've been able to stand still pretty well for a lot longer than a few seconds.
Sharp from Gil.
Yeah, good stuff. That's as funny as he gets, too, in other news.
But he was happy with what he saw from the practice matches. Scoring was up by about 2 goals on average.
Oh, well, if Gil's happy, we're all happy.
Small sample size. Speaking of umpiring, Damien Hardwick appeared on an AFL podcast. And here's some of his thoughts on changes that could be made to AFL umpiring.
I sit there and go, there's 9 umpires on the ground. You know, boundary umpires, goal umpires and all this. We can use them better.
He thinks that there is some sort of scope for boundary and goal umpires to make on-field decisions.
Mm. And I don't like it.
Some sort of system of, if you're a field umpire and you get to an age where you can't keep up anymore, I think about the age of 40 when most of them retire, that you could sort of become a goal umpire and still make holding the man decisions.
No, see, that's
like
what's going to happen though, isn't it? That's what's going to happen. You'll have a goal umpire ping a bloke for holding someone's jumper 60 metres off the play.
Yep.
And it's just, it's not what we want. We don't need more free kicks. Yep. We need the game to flow.
Here's what he said. He thinks umpires can go until they're a lot older.
We've got to be able to do better. And it's about changing the system. I want these guys, we've got some great umpires. I want these guys to be able to umpire until they're 50 or 60 years of age. At the moment, they're done by 40 because they've got to run so far. There has to be a better way.
There's no doubt that coaches who win premierships start to think that they can redesign the game.
Yeah.
Multiple premiership winning coaches start to think, I know a bit more about this game than everyone else.
Clarko's a bit of an ideas man. Like
mate, they're all ideas guys. Yeah. You're not really. Are we going to have to watch Damien Hardwick unravel over the next couple of years? He's making me nervous. You don't have to comment.
You're making me nervous.
Thanks for listening to the Marty Shergold Show podcast. For your chance to win a fully furnished Brighton East home and $250,000 in gold, get your ticket in the Royal Melbourne Hospital Home Lottery. RMHHomeLottery.com.au.